Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In studio, we have Joe Scott, head of Pro-Life Colorado. Joe, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hi, Bob. Yesterday, I was listening to the show.
You said you had an axe to grind with me.
Yeah. You were listing all the accomplishments of Bob Enyart Live in the last year.
Yeah.
You didn't even talk about Judge Roy Moore. I was shocked.
Judge Roy Moore.
That's a worldwide exclusive, and you didn't even mention it.
You're right. You know, we did. We listed, although later in the month, we'll list a more complete account of the accomplishments of Bob Enyart Live in the last year, because every September we have a telethon to keep our KGov website on the internet for another year.
It's so important.
And so Judge Roy Moore, wow, that was a worldwide exclusive. And he reversed his position on the air and stated that he was wrong for celebrating the Gonzales v. Carhart ruling, the recent partial birth abortion ruling. That was historic, very significant for the pro-life movement.
I know, Bob. I was in Birmingham, Alabama, when he gave a speech to Operation Save America.
That was just a few weeks before this.
Right.
Right.
And he praised God for the ruling, and you could have heard a pin drop in the room.
Because the audience had become familiar with the ruling, and they knew how brutally wicked it was.
Earlier that week, you had presented Focus on the Strategy to the audience.
That was the same audience. We thank God for that timing and that orchestration, that Operation Save America had their annual event, a national event in Birmingham, Alabama. And the judge, he's right down the street from Birmingham, Alabama. He, for years, was the state chief justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. And he eventually fought to the end of his career, really, in that position to keep the Ten Commandments monument in the state courthouse. And he lost that battle, but he honored God. He became a hero of Christians around the country. And so he was right down the street, and I was presenting about this ruling, how wicked it was. And the Christians there from around the country, pro-life activists, local Alabama Christians, they saw the evidence that this was brutally wicked. So then two nights later, he came in and he thought he was giving an applause line. And
you could hear a pin drop.
You could hear a pin drop.
You could hear a pin drop. And then afterwards, some of our people from Colorado Right to Life, Jason Troyer for one, mm-hmm. you know, handed
he was a board member of Colorado Right to
right.
Life.
Right. He handed Judge Roy Moore Focus on Strategy 2.
The sequel,
and he also got to talk to him a little bit about the partial birth abortion ban. So did Flip. Mm. So did a couple
Flip
of,
Benham, Flip the Benham, director yeah. of Operation Rescue. And they also gave him our open letter to Dr. Dobson.
Right.
That was published that week in the Birmingham News, full page letter. And so then it turns out we had Judge Roy Moore on the show.
Right.
And it was exciting, the things that he said. It really was exciting.
Unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, Bob, my admiration for him just jumped a mile from where it was. And he was already a hero.
Yeah, he was a hero. And he's a hero again, because this was pretty difficult to come out and say, I was wrong. I needed correction. But that's what we all need to do when we're wrong. That's what we need to do.
That's right. I have his quote, his direct quote here from your show,
mm-hmm.
Where he admitted that he was wrong. You just don't see someone in his position in life say, I was wrong. And
wow.
He did it. And it was just phenomenal to me.
You want to read that excerpt?
Sure. Says, you know, things aren't always as they seem. When this ruling came out, many praised the ruling. In fact, I was one of them. I had not fully read the ruling. But when you read the Carhart opinion, you realize what they have done is atrocious.
Atrocious. And in fact, we have a number of excerpts from Judge Roy Moore's words on our website at kgov.com. We have the complete transcript of that program.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to kgov.com, it's real easy. On the top of the website, we have a search bar. And you could type in Roy Moore or whatever you'd like to. That'll get you to the show. It was August 16th. So you could even go to the recent shows link on our homepage and then go down to August 16th, click there. And there are these excerpts of some of the highlights of what Judge Roy Moore said on that program. Or you could also read the entire full transcript, which is there online, or you could listen to the judge yourself. But so Joe Scott, we're speaking to the director of Pro-Life Colorado. That was the first of about, 10 excerpts that are called out at the top of that show page.
Right.
And so let me see it again. He said, you know, things are not always as they seem. And when this ruling came out, many praised the ruling. Boy, we could list the names.
Why could we?
Of the people who praised the ruling. And sadly, not all of them have responded as humbly as Judge Roy Moore. And many of them are hanging in there and they're still praising the ruling.
That's right.
Even though it is now known to be brutally wicked and a violation of the law of God. And so he says, when this ruling came out, many praised the ruling. In fact, I was one of them. I had not fully read the ruling. But then when you read the Carhartt opinion, you realize what they have done is atrocious.
And that's coming from a judge. That's not coming from an unschooled guy who just got sick reading some of the stuff in the ruling. He understands the enormity of what the court did.
Yeah, the enormity of the wickedness of what they've done. Now, this is September. Every September, we have our KGov telethon to help Bob and Yurt Live stay on the internet for another year. And if there are people out there who are excited about this effort to bring a Christian worldview to our audience, and then people in the audience share this with others, it's really exciting how it happens, then please, we need your help. We really need your help. Our goal is $20,000. And so far, we're at $1,500. $1,500. And we started two shows ago.
Great.
So we've got a good start, a long way to go. The goal is $20,000.
So it's a long way to go.
We have a long way to that goal. But please, if you can help us, there are two ways. You could go to our website, kgov.com, and click on the store, donate, or you can call us at 1-800-8-NYART. And it's the same phone number for calling into the show. You can ask for our brand new catalog. That's just a beautiful catalog, full color, 8 pages. Of all our Bible resources, debates, you'll just love it. Or you could call and make a pledge to our telethon, a one-time donation, or you could sign up for one of our monthly subscriptions, like our monthly Bible study album or the BEL Televised Classics, the TV show Come Back to Life on DVD. And then if you sign up for a monthly pledge or a subscription, we will multiply that monthly amount by 10. So if you sign up for the BEL Televised Classics to get our TV shows on DVD, then we'll multiply that by 10. So it'll be like giving $250 to the telethon.
Bob, the truth is priceless. And the fight for the truth has to be funded in order to get it out. And and you are one of the people that I admire the most for doing that, because you'll put everything on the line to get that truth out to people.
And Joe, I'll give you 20 minutes to cut that out.
Well,
come on, Joe.
Come on, Bob. No, that's what this show does. And look, it's just a little show in Denver, and it's affecting, the ripple effect from this show is going nationwide.
It really is. Today we got a call from a Christian activist in Idaho, and he said, you know, I've already ordered 40 copies of 40 Years in the Wilderness, the DVD, from Colorado Right to Life. And he said, I heard you have actually a combo package of Focus on the Strategy and the sequel, Focus on the Strategy 2. He said, I want that now. I want to see if I could promote that.
Wow.
So we sent him that, and we have that combo package. Talk about helping Christians understand how to take biblical principles and use them to influence our culture.
And those DVDs do exactly that, because when I was in Kansas City with you and we were on our way, I thought, man, another harebrained idea. And
because we're going to the National Right to Life annual convention.
That's right.
And National hates us.
That's right.
And they have hundreds of people going, and little did they know that we rented suites on the 40th floor, the penthouse, to have a hospitality suite, and that's the convention during which they voted to kick out Colorado Right to Life.
Right.
So we met hostility with hospitality. Hundreds of people came up, and we served them food. We treated them like kings and queens.
Yeah, we met a curse with a blessing. But what it was amazing to me to see those people who were hostile towards us walk into the room, watch Focus on the Strategy to come out on our side. I mean, in the Old Testament, you hear about them renting their clothes and covering with ashes. You could see that emotionally happening to these people. Yeah. And they come out and they say, why aren't we being told? It was just amazing to see the effect that that DVD has.
Yeah, pro-life blogger Jill Stanek, she doesn't like what we've been doing, our strategy. But I got a Google alert. Somebody mentioned Focus on the Strategy on her blog, and I clicked on it. And this guy told a story about a woman who saw this and broke into tears. And I thought, well, that really sounds not believable. But except that we saw it with our own eyes. People, their eyes welling up with tears when they realized they were lied to. They've been deceived. And one woman said, I've wasted 30 years. I have wasted 30 years on a lie, chasing down these child-killing regulations, which are immoral, and they backfire.
Well, people on the ground floor of the pro-life movement, they're not rich. They're like Ken and I. Every penny we have goes into the ministry.
Ken and Joe Scott.
Right. You're funding your own efforts, and you're passionate, and you want to see these babies live, and everything, your whole being is part of the ministry. Mm-hmm. And then when you sit in front of this and you see, oh my goodness, I've been duped, it's emotional.
It is emotional. And when you realize how wicked this ruling is, and you think of Christian leaders who were praising it and celebrating it, it's devastating. By the way, I do have an announcement to make just real briefly. And then, Joe, let's continue with your excerpts.
All right.
But an important announcement here at Bob and Yurt Live. D. James Kennedy now agrees with our pro-life strategy to promote personhood and the God-given right to life and to never advocate child-killing regulations. That's a big announcement.
That's huge. You heard
it here first.
Okay.
Okay, now let's go on with the excerpts from the program August 16th when Judge Roy Moore was on this show. It was a worldwide exclusive when he reversed his position and said he now has read the ruling and it was atrocious. What's the next excerpt?
He said, I've never seen a court so apologetic to abortionists. That is very wrong.
So apologetic. In other words, defending the abortionist, encouraging them, teaching them. When you read that ruling, you realize one of their main motivations for upholding this brutally wicked law was to make the abortion industry look better.
Right.
They said public perception is important and you should find less shocking ways to kill these late-term babies. That's what they were saying. So they said partial birth abortion seems a bit shocking, but we'll uphold this regulation because it's just a regulation designed to make you guys look better.
And we're not stopping you from killing late-term babies.
Right. And they make it clear the regulation doesn't stop the killing of one child. It's just like we regulate anything.
Right.
We regulate everything in this country. It's just a mere regulation. Okay.
And then he was quoting Gonzalez versus Carhart ruling itself.
Yeah.
And said, in addition, if in fact D&E is truly necessary in some circumstances.
Okay, now wait, let me get this right. The judge on this show was quoting an excerpt from the ruling.
The ruling.
And go ahead, read that excerpt.
Okay. If intact D&E is truly necessary in some circumstances, a prior injection to kill the fetus allows the doctor to perform the procedure given that the act's prohibitions only apply to the delivery of a living fetus.
Okay, so he's quoting the ruling, saying that, and this is the ruling of the majority.
Right.
Oh, and Joe, in this battle with Christian pro-lifers, we have dealt with the most absurd,
inane
claims and objections.
Right.
One of them is this, that this is an opinion, it's not a ruling.
Oh, I hear that.
Joe, we must move in lunatic circles. This is really embarrassing. U.S. Supreme Court decisions, they're referred to, these are synonyms. They're called decisions, opinions,
rulings,
And so Roe v. Wade was the opinion of the majority.
Right.
And in that opinion, they said you can kill these unborn children, basically. Right. And so that opened up the floodgates of murderous abortion nationwide. So that's their opinion, the opinion of the judge when he issues it in a ruling, that opinion is the law.
Right.
So that's the inanity that we have to put up with as Christian pro-lifers. It's like we're battling Donald Duck. It is like we are battling Donald Duck, and it is bizarre. And, you know, sometimes...
I think it's more like Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck. Or Goofy.
It's like
battling Goofy. Sometimes it's true ignorance. Other times it's feigned stupidity just because they don't want to admit that they're wrong.
Right. They don't want the argument to go on. They just want to shut you off with, well, it's just an opinion.
Right. So it's effectively a lie. And I wouldn't bring that up, except that I've heard that now from more than one person, like it's a rumor that's going around.
Yeah.
And that's how gullible. We move in lunatic circles.
Feels like it.
We really do. You know, the Bible says that Christians are not many wise, not many powerful. And I'm a fool for Christ's sake. And I'd rather be a fool for his sake than for the Supreme Court's sake.
Yeah, or the abortionist's sake.
Or the abortionist's sake. Okay, let's continue with these excerpts from when Judge Roy Moore was on this program, a worldwide exclusive, when he reversed his position and came out opposing and condemning the Gonzales v. Carhart partial birth abortion ruling.
Okay, when I heard someone say, this opinion doesn't save a single human life, they're correct. And he goes on to say, it actually sets another bad precedent, if you will. It sets the precedent in 2007 of how you can take a life, and that's just bad.
That's just bad. So these are all the words of Judge Roy Moore on this program. So he's referring there, even though he didn't name the person, he's referring to Dr. James Dobson because he quoted him almost verbatim. He said, when I heard someone say this opinion does not save a single human life, they were correct.
Right.
They were correct. That person was correct.
That Dobson finally came out and said that.
Well, that's true. After our open letter, he said that. Now, that's only agreeing with about 2% of our argument.
I realize that.
Yeah. Right? That's not agreeing with the argument itself, because this wicked partial birth abortion ruling is the fruit of this child-killing regulation strategy.
But, Bob, that's another accomplishment of BEL. I mean, you pushed him into a corner where he had to say that.
Well, hopefully, and it's, you know, it feels awkward to try to push anybody into a corner, and especially Dr. Dobson, but to say that this ruling saves lives,
right. That
was blatantly false.
It was evil.
It is evil to say that something brutally wicked that affirms the right to kill unborn children in many different ways, that saves lives. That's tragic.
Right.
And so Dr. Dobson stated clearly the week after our open letter was published that this outlawing partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. And we were thankful for that concession. He admitted that.
Very thankful.
Now, we pray that he goes further, because what he has to do now is admit that it is wrong to regulate child killing.
Right.
That we don't have the right. This is an inalienable right to life. We can't negotiate it away.
Right.
And say, if you wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby. That's wicked. That destroys the belief in the God-given right to life. It destroys the belief in the God-given right to life.
And the personhood of the baby.
Right, exactly.
Destroys it.
So 1-800-8-NYART, that's our phone number to give to our telethon or to ask for a catalog, 1-800-836-9278. Do you have another excerpt from Judge Roy Moore?
Yeah, it says, I liken this Carhart opinion too. Just like in Germany, a court in Germany during the Holocaust coming out and saying, the Congress has just passed a rule that we can't gas the Jews, but it certainly allows us to put them in a deep ditch and cover them with dirt while they're still breathing.
Whoa. Now, so he's saying that this Carhart opinion, he said, I liken this Carhart opinion to Germany in some court during the Holocaust saying you can't gas the Jews, but you could put them into a ditch and cover them up with dirt.
While they're breathing.
While they're breathing. Yeah. You could bury them alive. You can't gas them, but you could bury them alive. He said, I liken this Carhartt opinion, this ruling, this decision, to an absurdity like that. Think of how brutally wicked that would be. And that's what this Carhartt opinion is like, because even in the opinion itself, the justices who signed on to this wickedness, the opinion says that now these babies, they might suffer even worse.
Right.
Because partial birth abortion, even it is arguably less brutal than the alternatives that we're recommending. And so if the fetus is going to suffer, he might suffer more now with this regulation, but they didn't care. They don't care. And so this is a good analogy Judge Roy Moore is making to this in Germany. And you know what? People like Jill Stanek, in my experience reading her responses to our arguments, you make that point and they say, please, this isn't Germany, or something like that.
It's foolishness.
As though it's not a fair analogy.
Right.
To say you can't kill the baby by stabbing him in the back of the neck. You have to cut off his legs or pull off his arms or pull him out to the belly button and then give him an injection and kill him. And they say, please, this isn't Germany. Well, I mean, we're brutally killing these children, and this ruling made it even more brutal.
Right. They're just avoiding the argument. It's so easy just to throw a cliche at you and dismiss you.
So what else did Judge Roy Moore say?
He says, you see, that's how atrocious this Carhartt opinion is. It says that you can still kill them. You just have to do it in a different way. Now, if anybody doesn't believe that this is what the opinion says, I invite them to read it. You have just got to read the opinion. And he found that out, didn't he?
He found that out, and so many did. And I'm so thankful that Colorado Right to Life came right out the first day this was issued, that first week, telling people, read the decision, read the decision. I think they were the first pro-life group to put a link to the decision on their website.
Oh, I think so.
And so many of the pro-life ministries that were praising the ruling, we went to site after site, and they were not linking to the ruling. And we made that objection early on. And perhaps some of them have added a link, but they were not linking to the ruling, which is so easy to do. Mm-hmm. It's as though they don't want people to read the ruling. We were telling everyone, read the ruling for yourself. And that's what Judge Roy Moore came out and said, look, initially, I didn't read the ruling.
This is what he said. Well, we all stand in need of some correction, and I can admit that I was too. That's amazing. I needed that. I spoke too quickly. But, you know, all you have to do is read the opinion.
Wow. So, yeah, that's honesty and humility.
And forthrightness. He didn't skirt the issue. He didn't give excuses.
Right. When I first brought this up about maybe 8-10 minutes into the interview, the first thing he said was, you know, things aren't always as they seem. And when this ruling came out, many praised the ruling. In fact, I was one of them. I had not fully read the ruling. And then later he said, well, we all stand in need of some correction. And I can admit I was too. I needed that correction. I spoke too quickly, but you know, all you have to do is read the opinion.
Right.
That is an example of a Christian leader right there. Not someone who is wrong and digs in and allows people to defend them, saying no one has the right to criticize Dr. James Dobson.
Right.
In fact, you know, there's a pro-life activist in Colorado Springs, and he works for Focus on the Family. Mm-hmm. And we met with him recently, a group of us here in Denver, and he made this argument that no one ever has the right. This was in a group of a dozen people, a dozen Christian leaders and activists, and three lawyers to boot. Anyway, he made this statement. He said, no one ever, ever, ever has the right to criticize Dr. Dobson.
How foolish is that?
I mean, that is so unbiblical and so bizarre. And so Mark Sutherland asked him, He's on the board of Colorado Right to Life. He said, never, as in with no exceptions, never. Isn't there a time, possibly, theoretically? He said, never. No one ever has the right. And that argument we have heard from Christian leaders around the country, even this past week from the head of a Baptist university,
wow,
told us personally that no one has the right to criticize Dr. Dobson. So I said to this leader from Colorado Springs, who just so happens to work for Focus on the Family, he came to the meeting. He was still wearing his Focus badge. I won't say his name, but
okay,
his first name starts with an M. Okay, so anyway, yeah, he said, never, you never have the right. I said, Mario, you just enunciated a commitment, an absolute commitment to a principle. And that principle is no one ever, with no exception, has any right to reprimand Dr. Dobson. I said, well, we have an absolute commitment to a different principle. It's God's enduring command, do not murder. And we hold that without exception. And the difference between our commitment and yours is your commitment is not to a biblical principle. It's anti-biblical. It's unbiblical. And it's something you just made up. So you are judging us for violating an arbitrary, absolute commitment you've made, where the Bible encourages us to go to a brother who is in error and correct him if he needs correcting. And so it's not that the other side doesn't have commitments. It's that
they do.
They do. Their commitments are to the status quo, to fundraising, to partisan politics, those kinds of issues. And they're extremely divisive to Christians and organizations that say, let's refocus our priorities to honoring God. So, Joe Scott, we're out of time.
I know. I noticed.
Where did the show go? We were going to talk about two of the babies saved at Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine.
I know.
Two this week.
Three
how many so
week.
Far?
We're
three
only
this week.
Talk about two of them.
How many so far this year?
50.
50 babies saved at 20th and Vine at the Planned Parenthood. Thank you, Joe Scott, for doing that. On September 15th, there's a golf tournament sponsored by LifeCommercials.com. It's at the Arrowhead Golf Club in Roxborough. Beautiful club. Go to LifeCommercials.com to find out about that. On Saturday night, September 22nd, there is the Colorado Right to Life annual banquet, and I have committed to three tables.
Wow.
Three tables for that banquet, personally. And now, people in the audience, I'm hoping you'll come out and join me, my wife Cheryl, our kids will be there. Joe, will you and Ken be there?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Will you sit at one of our tables?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you can join us, please call us at 800-8-N-YARDS. That's 800-836-9278. And say, yeah, I'd like to go to the banquet. If you can't go, call up and just buy a seat for someone else. And Maranatha, what a great school, Maranatha.